Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
All right, episode 2 of The Slap on NBC. No longer on NBC.
RIP.
It was.
Yeah, it was. You can rent this on YouTube. We had to actually pull from somebody I know file footage of the movie. So we're watching like an actual broadcast version of this.
Oh, shit.
Somebody I know who works at NBC is able to pull footage for me. I won't reveal the name. But, yeah, here it is. Episode 2 of The Slap. We're going to press play. Oh, let's see. Let's get to...
Yeah, let's skip the intro.
No, there's actually 7 minutes before the intro happens.
Of what?
I get exposition. I don't know. Like they play stuff. So, all right, hit play.
Previously.
Okay, so they just said previously.
So they probably won't have that if they're watching on YouTube.
Everyone I know wants to be rich,
this is mistress.
Powerful. Hector wants to be good.
Connie, this thing we've been doing, that's got to stop.
Happy birthday, darling.
Horny Hector sounds like a Trumpism.
It's worth noting.
Start losing their soul.
Worth noting that we... I meant to turn this down. But it's worth noting that we knew what to expect, I think, going into the first one.
A slap.
A bit, yeah. Definitely have no fucking idea what's about to happen now. This is uncharted territory for us.
Maybe it's because he's rich.
Oh, I forgot about the Greek family. This is going to be great.
Yeah, Brian Cox playing a Greek person.
Previously, he hit this kid.
Yeah. That kid was asking for it. I think we're all in agreement there, right?
Yeah, the kid sucks, for sure.
That kid needs a nipple right now.
Going to put that maniac away? Okay, here we go. So remember, the episodes revolve around one person. It would appear it's going to be Zachary Quinto's character. Hector?
Yep.
Right. No, Hector's the other guy, the main guy.
Get a lift in. I like it. Yeah. 3 seconds up, 3 seconds down.
Zachary Quinto.
Yoked. Gotta go for reps, man. You already have the bulk.
That's right. He's getting the negative stretching in there.
This is one of the lamest workout scenes I've ever seen.
It's a nice-ass home gym, though.
Yeah. That is.
Harry Apostolo knew one.
Look at these ice blocks he's putting into his pool. Holy shit.
His wife goes down there right afterwards just trying to take a hot tub in the morning. She's like, what the hell?
Filled
the fuck
with
doing this again?
Where does he make those ice cubes?
He just gets them imported.
He's got a guy.
I think it's a fucking 20.
Okay, so he is absolutely, which I think we actually did find out last episode, he is really rich. On those rare occasions. But, I mean, this is crazy rich.
I think if he does that vigorous work, I should be way more yoked.
And when that happened,
Harry knew good point. That he had to find
some where does he, wait, where does he live?
I think this all takes place in, like Westchester or something, or Scarsdale, or one of those other rich northern... areas north of New York City.
I mean, he was just doing bench press, curls, and then sitting in a hot tub after jogging. So he's basically like a bodybuilding.com forum poster.
Yes, exactly. Become rich.
Ah, okay.
Are we meal prepping?
First person in his family to ever become rich. That clean spaces,
which reminded him of his late parents' bleached island village back in Greece, except with central air.
This is just every morning.
No,
his parents must have been pissed off at him for not marrying a Greek girl, huh?
No.
Your mom made you a smoothie.
I'll be up in a minute.
Go eat your fucking smoothie.
He's playing online chess.
Utah.
Utah. You want me to forfeit?
Never.
Wow. Damn. Never forfeit your online chess game. Never.
Why is he playing online chess at like 8 a.m.?
This is very Simple Favor-esque, by the way, right now. Rich house, making smoothies and shit.
Outside of the city, yep.
You know who the original owner was, right? Roger Moore, the best Bond.
Damn!
Oh, my
name drop.
That's a lie. Something tells me this guy's life is a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger Moore, the best Bond. Which, I mean, Roger Moore, good Bond, but...
Not the best Bond.
He's basically William H. Macy from Fargo with a home gym. He is, he's scamming some people there.
So from upper class to
That would make
class?
A good lie then, though. Because then you could, Roger Moore, like, I'd be like, yeah, why not? But if you said it was like Connery's car, I'd be like, oh, probably, I'm going to look into that. I'm not sure. That's a good lie.
That is true.
Does it actually belong to Pierce Brosnan?
This is the surfboard that Pierce Brosnan used in Die Another Day to surf the tsunami.
Where'd you get this? I'd want the surfboard that Batman used.
Yes.
To fly on top of Gotham.
The door flap.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really cool. Who gave it to you?
Connie, it's nice, isn't it?
It's very expensive. Clearly I'm playing it too much. Hey, Dad!
Wait, what is that again?
It was like a board game about New York City architects or texture.
A lot of board games so far.
A city's board game.
I'm Officer Forrest of the NYPD. This is my partner, Officer Mulroney.
Am I being detained?
Officer Mulroney. That sounds like a fucking Batman villain.
That's literally made up.
Dirty cop.
It sounds like one of the cops from Road Rash because they're all named like O'Malley.
It's like Officer O'Malley and like Officer Italarooney. Like there's no like actual ingenuity to it.
Officer Macaroni.
It says here 74 Bavaria, the one you bought for parts, is listed at $2,200. And why'd you invoice it for $4,400? You're stealing from me.
No, boss, you got it all wrong.
Hey, my wife does the books, Mehmet, so what? Is it drugs? Is that it?
Oh, man, it's my brother. He needed it to...
What? He needed to... You know, don't even bother explaining. Whatever it is... It's a bad way to live.
You should slap him, too.
I'm gonna pay you back. I promise. Every cent.
Just shows in the video of him hitting the kid, like, this could be you. You're next.
I'm not gonna fire you yet. In fact, you're gonna work for me every day for free. Until you pay me back when you owe me. And you're gonna apologize to my wife.
And then you're gonna fuck her.
I'm gonna watch.
I hit a fucking kid this weekend. I will murder you. What if they ask, like, hey, how was your weekend? What'd you do?
It was like his own nephew, too.
What'd you do over the weekend? I hit a kid.
Beat the shit out of my nephew.
Got a 71 Mercedes 280 for $122K. You could pay it off over the rest of your career.
Hey, listen, the cops came by.
What are you talking about?
The barbecue.
You hit a fucking kid. What do you mean, what are you talking about?
Go on. They say I'm their best witness.
Did he just intro that conversation with his brother with, hey, you're poor?
Yeah.
Here's a car that you can't afford.
Hey, you fucking poor.
Hey, you didn't say anything bad about me to the cops, did you?
I might have to testify. And what are you going to say? If it goes to court? What do you mean?
What did you see? What were you looking
at? Let me get a couple of things straight here.
Can you please not take this personally, Harry?
My old cousin has taken the side of these Brooklyn booze bags, and I'm not...
Ooh, Brooklyn booze bags. Big baller brand has competition.
I would do whatever it took for you, Hector.
It's a great name for a ska band, too.
Big booze... Brooklyn booze heads.
Big bad boo-boo booze bags.
I already forgot what it was.
I'm gonna pay you back, boss.
I have a better use for you. Can you murder a child for me?
You're gonna take that guy's $10?
Yeah. All right, this is a start. Right now he's thinking, how can I slap my way out of this?
So I was beginning to feel bad for the guy because I thought he was just reacting because he didn't want his kid to get hit with a bat. But now he's making fun of poor people, his own cousin. I mean, I do know that I guess his worker did steal from him. So I guess I would be mad as well, but... I mean,
and his cousin, like, clearly isn't even poor, too. He's just poor relative to him.
Yeah, he's just not that rich.
Living like a brownstone in Prospect Park, like, clearly making money. This is
how you get free advice. Big mistake that their theme song is not the song from the trailer, by the way.
It should have been.
Huge mistake.
It's a junk case. But there is a guy that got 5 years for smacking a little kid on an airplane last year. Still, you know what? It's junk. You acted in defense.
Classic. Scene of guy who doesn't have that much of a worry, so he takes a big bite of the food.
Mm-hmm. That kind of looks like Carl Urban.
Come on, Bones. I'm just trying to get off.
God damn it, Kirk.
Husband, businessman, bastion of the community, who, on the occasion in question, was simply availing himself to protecting that which he values most in this world, his family, blah, blah, blah.
This is a great lawyer. Mm-hmm. This guy's the richest asshole in New York City, and he just has the worst lawyer of all time. With his skull
crushed in by fucking Barry Zuckerkorn from Arrested Development.
Mother of his, who turns out to be 17, is having sex with a seed for money.
Whoa, stop, stop. What happens if I were found guilty?
It's probably community service. All right? You walk around downtown Brooklyn picking up garbage. You wander through the children's museum in a unitard and a hat. Don't do drugs. I don't know. It's not going to happen.
You slap the kid? Well, your punishment is we're going to put you around a lot of kids.
Yeah.
All the time.
You just stick to what it is that you do best, okay? You find me a Porsche. 1983 911 SC. Something like the Brat Pack used to use. You know, I'm thinking something orange, something Californian, something slutty. You know?
This guy kind of sucks.
You want coffee? You want dessert?
It's kind of a piece of shit.
Do you say, like, pay me in cars?
Yeah.
Just describing Kathy Griffin.
Jesus Christ.
He just wants Kathy Griffin. You can blame him.
Conan O'Brien?
That would kill to protect one of your own. So who else is there? Who is going to stick up for you? Someone who is not in your family. See, I know what you're thinking of.
Thinking
you shouldn't have been such a prick to everyone your whole life.
This is really the worst lawyer.
Good lawyer. Jeez.
Okay, so again, there are no redeemable characters in this entire fucking thing.
So your best legal strategy is going to be invent a time machine, go back, and be a philanthropist.
That fucking kid. What's that kid from?
What the fuck? That kid looks like he's 90 years old. But he's clearly a kid.
It's so sick.
Oh, is that the fucking... Oh,
this is Uma Thurman.
I thought the boom was in shot accidentally for a second.
That's right, because Uma Thurman is making a TV show. That's right. Her character.
Yeah.
How much they disgusted her.
Okay, and cut. Good, good. You happy?
Yeah. Check it.
Let's turn around. Good. Good job.
You want some coffee?
Wait, are they related, Uma Thurman and Zachary Quinto's character?
No, so she's only related to them in any way through Skarsgård's character. Like, they were best friends growing up.
Okay.
You can cut to the chase with me, Harry.
Yeah, I always like that about you.
They fucked.
So, all right, the point, look, this whole thing with the barbecue, this slap thing.
Oh, the title of the show.
He said it.
He said the thing.
This is that I'm part of the family to testify that I was protecting my son if it went to court.
Listen, the boy was being a little monster. He's getting worse.
Ah,
worse.
Like Lady Gaga's fans.
Nice.
Yes. Before this.
And then say that.
Someone, maybe. The boy's parents. But not you. Listen, Harry, you come from a place where men can get away with whatever they want. But the world has changed.
Brooklyn?
No, bro, we call Brooklyn gas bags.
Hollywood.
I need a complaint of one sane, rational person.
Wait, what did he call the Brooklyn people?
Brooklyn
booze hounds.
Booze bags.
Booze bags.
Yeah, I got it. This guy came in last week, sold me his Triumph. I don't think he knew what he had.
I know what he had. Fucking Kathy Griffin over here.
Ooh, you have a better Triumph.
He,
offering me a car,
he,
so I'll say what you want.
She's definitely going to reveal soon that she saw.
It's a little green convertible.
Those two smashing.
Yeah. Could zip around town in it. It's amazing. Come on.
Look, as far as the slap, I didn't see it.
How could you not?
I like how they're just calling it the slap,
yeah.
Too.
Where?
That fucking rocks.
I was taking in the entire...
Oh, here it is.
Tableau.
Look, what they're trying to do to me is just wrong, and you know it.
You beat the shit out of a kid.
I'm sorry. Look, Harry, I like you. I like drinking with you. I like listening to your insane ideas about stuff. But Rosie is my friend, and I walk carefully around her. She's fragile. She's haunted. And this has become her new cause.
So here's where it stands. We've seen Mr. Abistolu and his wife.
What does haunted mean? I'm not sure I've ever met
that's
a person I would describe as haunted.
Didn't you guys try to hire a ghost? Try and find a ghost at one point?
Yeah, well, we had a ghost.
You had a ghost.
It was in
so you guys are haunted.
Yeah, it was in our hotel room. There was absolutely a ghost in our Miami hotel room. Yeah, that's not even a question.
Like, so if anything, you guys are haunted.
Are these fucking mobsters?
We're still determining that. It's not clear just yet exactly.
Why didn't you go to the police right away?
Well, we wanted to get our son home. It
does sound like they're shaking him down.
Yeah, what do you want us to do when we get him? What, we just want to sue him? You know, beat the shit out of him. No, we just want to sue the guy.
Tune him up a little bit. You know.
You want odds on this game, huh?
Okay, I get that, but I mean...
Why didn't you take your son to get examined by a doctor?
Dr. Cole.
She looked at him.
No way this family believes in medicine.
Nope.
It's all herbs and tea and shit.
Any residual signs of damage?
Like a bruise?
Well, we burned a lot of sage.
For how long?
Yep. My God, what is wrong with this child?
It would have been helpful to have a medical report.
There was a red mark. At first, very bright.
Or if you had taken a picture of his face after he
prediction
stabbed, to show the mark,
these people suck and that they're going to be the villains in the end.
Well, we were going to take a picture, but all of our flash powder was gone from the last time. So we had to order some.
Our old-timey camera.
Our sketch artist wasn't there that day.
I drew a picture of him. I painted our son after he got slapped.
There's a threshold, but it is serious.
Yeah, even if it is a misdemeanor, he could face time. But can I be frank?
Yes. These cases are hard to prosecute. I mean, you need to have a lot of factors in your favor.
Are you telling us we should just let this go?
This is a pretty good duo, though, because that one guy said, can I be frank? And then his partner was the one who was Frank.
Yeah. His name is Frank?
Yeah, I like
that. That'd be funny,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Frank Cop. Frank Cop.
Yeah, Frank Cop. New on NBC. The spinoff series from The Slap.
He plays by his own rules.
More than just one incident.
Also, another prediction. Because Uma Thurman's character did not want to say that. Yeah, I saw your cousin making out with a college student. This is all going to come back to her and then Lucas Hedges taking the pictures.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Or she's going to end up pregnant. She works at a fertility clinic. I feel like that's just a guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing too much, and with the essays in school, I don't think I can work here anymore.
Are we giving you too many hours?
No, that's not it. I really can't. I just... With the college applications and the scholarship recommendations, it's really too much.
Wait, she's fucking in high school still?
Wow. So. Wow. What? What?
This just took a dark turn.
Whoa, I thought she was like a college student.
Yeah, listen. This took a dark turn.
I would assume that she would be in her 20s.
Yes, easily.
I thought
she was like a college senior.
Okay, so she's at least, she is 18, or this is a really fucked up show.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. Can you still babysit?
That's true. Like an older 20s babysitter would have been a little weird, too.
Can you buy me some cigarettes?
That's a shame.
Need some lotto tickets, please.
Okay, let's get you back to work.
Whoa. Okay, that was...
That's a really dark turn.
That was surprising.
A little hoop.
It's terrible defense.
Yeah, that's just bad paint.
Yeah, yeah. Sink your hips. Get between him.
Runs like an idiot.
Bad footwork.
Oh, is this guy... I wish he was a basketball coach.
Yeah.
Like Bobby Knight.
Yep.
Kid's gonna do something stupid and then he's gonna yell at him.
I mean, this is just bad closeout defense by this other team.
He's not open. Kid was not open.
Great fucking.
He was like double teamed.
Great fucking.
I'm
fine.
Open, Rocco.
The kids don't respect him.
Rocco Rubio.
Fucking. I love that that's his character. Shoot the fucking ball.
Kid's a pussy.
Oh, man, they scored 2 points. What a fucking loser.
This is the kind of dad that, like, takes his son to see a whore when he's 13 years old.
Yep.
We're going to make you a man. You like girls, right?
I just came to say goodnight.
I like that dartboard, the Velcro ball dartboard.
Good night.
We won.
That's good.
So what did I do wrong?
You didn't pad your stats.
We just slapped him.
I want you to think about...
He did. That was really aggressive.
That was an aggressive hold.
Life is about taking the shot. You had the shot. You passed to that other kid. He got the glory. You had the shot. You just didn't take it.
This guy does not understand basketball.
Doesn't understand
whatsoever.
Yeah.
Dad, I think you have an empty definition of basketball.
No.
I don't think you quite know what the sport is.
Yeah. I need to go back to making animated shorts now that my basketball career is over.
I need you to be like a shitty Carmelo Anthony out there, okay?
Well, there's a difference between being on the winning team and actually winning.
Good point.
I want you to win.
Great point.
I mean, that's just fire your line.
Has Aaron Rodgers ever really won a Super Bowl? Or did he
got the fucking assist. He got the assist. Like, he was very much a part of that play. It was a great pass.
Do people remember Chris Bosh's pass or Ray Allen shot more?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
too.
Champ. Good night, Dad.
Thanks.
Wait, he just called him Champ. Yeah. This is his fault for calling him Champ and giving him...
Yeah.
You get mixed signals here.
Yeah. Telling him he's a winner every night.
Are we working out again?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, the kid shouldn't shoot. He's got a horrible form.
Yeah. He's going to go out there and try to teach him and make his shot worse.
He's a lefty, though. You can't teach that.
He's missed two in a row. Three in a... He's barely hitting the side of the rim.
I think this guy's like an ice bath, but he still has a stand-up hoop and not one that's like a fucking in any way nice.
Let's talk. All right, let's go inside.
It must be awesome to have a house that's so big that you don't know when somebody's there.
Yeah.
Fucking rolling desk chairs at their dinner table.
Yeah, this is like a really weird house.
Actually,
yeah.
Jeff, all right, you're outing yourself as a poor. That's your breakfast nook, okay?
Ooh, yeah. No, look at that. He's got the bar and everything.
Yeah. Family, that's where you eat your grapefruit.
Yeah, you're more of a brother to me than a cousin, you know that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, lawyers isn't the thing to...
For lawyers? How did you know I talked to a lawyer, huh?
You get so upset by everything he says.
He is.
What I'm saying is there's another way. And I talked to Aisha, too, about what you said.
Talked to Aisha?
Yeah, we talked.
And? Well, listen to me. Here's the thing. She and I both think there's an opening. An opening for what?
Listen, Harry, you do not want to go to trial.
I know I don't. But that kid was swinging a bat at Rocco. And Jay Goldman says, I'll win, it's a walk.
We think that there's a better way.
What?
Apologize.
And say what?
Apologize.
Are you kidding me?
This guy'd rather go to jail than apologize. I love it.
That fucking rocks.
Yeah, I respect him.
I mean, this in a sense, is why the show, like, not to get real here, this is why the show didn't work. Like, let's be honest. Like, this is an absurd premise.
Yeah, very easy to handle. Just,
it is almost real, though.
Your own temper.
I mean, I believe it. I do believe that somebody would say this, but, like, for this show, like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Just go fucking apologize.
It's really an indictment of Greek culture. If this is like what they, if this is what they wanted to get across about it, it's like they're so masculine they won't apologize for hitting.
So fucking mad all the time.
They're so masculine they'd rather go to prison.
This is not good for the family. Everybody's worried, man. You know, you get it,
fellas. Is it gay to apologize?
Sus as hell, in my opinion.
These are not honorable people, man. They don't seem like the kind of people who
hardly know them.
Honorable. It's like a fucking Spartan warrior or something.
Strong for being strong. The victim's always finding...
Hector, every day I leave my house to sell cars. My wife says, come back with your shield or on it.
Talk about the state of the nation with you. I want to get you out of this. Look. Okay, if I can convince a Manhattan developer to put aside a few floors of low-cost housing and his Golden Tower in the Hudson, I can probably convince Rosie and Gary Weschler to accept your apology. Harry.
You're also like a deviant asshole.
Yeah, you're cheating on your wife.
Yeah.
With three kids. With a potentially underage person. It's not been confirmed yet.
I don't know.
She's definitely going to be pregnant by the end of this fucking season.
She works at a fertility clinic.
It's all.
She's got access to all the good drugs. Her ovaries are just plump. Ripe.
It's all the signs are pointing to that.
So Hector thinks I should go apologize.
You good with that?
Yeah. I think so.
Not?
One thing is that he knew that I saw a lawyer. I never told him that, so what? Are you talking behind my back?
No.
Now, come on, tell me. When you called him up, started talking about how worried you are?
It wasn't like that.
Oh, how was it?
Harry, just stop, okay?
Ooh.
Tell me how it was. All of you working the phones talking about
Don't
me?
Take out your...
What? Tell me, what, my anger?
They're making him less likable by, like, the split seconds.
You can't do this alone. Hector thought he could nip it in the...
If you want me to apologize, you tell me yourself.
And you would listen to me? Really? Would you?
Hey, don't walk away from me.
Ooh.
Listen to me. If I wanted my cousin coming over here to advise me, I'd call him myself.
Rocco.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Hey, you want to fuck my wife?
I mean, this guy sucks. Basically just hit his wife.
That was just terrible shopping for him. That just immediately just annoyed me.
Here's
so
another
much.
Reason why this show didn't work. Everybody is unlikable. There isn't one likable character. Maybe Lucas Hedges' character.
I like
maybe.
Rocco.
Maybe the kids.
Oh, the Rocco's. I like Rocco.
I like Rocco.
But
team,
nobody's
team guy.
Nobody's staying tuned to this show for the fucking kid.
Right.
And I like the cuck queen, his wife.
Glass of wine?
Oh, no thanks.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, no. Connie handed in a notice yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she said she'd wait till I find a replacement, but...
Did she say what's up?
Yeah, that she's really stressed out with applying to colleges, writing essays, but most of the applications were in already, so... You know, she's just... I don't know.
Could be it's just one thing too many.
She's been... Since the party... Of skittish and on edge and
like see kid get slapped. It really just changes the way you look at things.
But yeah. Still, this was totally
life's too short.
I wouldn't read too much into it. It's being 18. But like she
okay,
said,
there we go.
Too many.
Me, at least we insert extremely uh-huh. believable text
but I
here.
Make a promise not.
Okay, good to hear. She's 18.
Great.
Oh. She's probably just burdened by all the consent that she's legally allowed to give right now for various things.
Why are they...
Okay. All right, let's do this. How you doing? I'm fine. I'm good.
Oh, okay, they're going to the
apologize.
The Brooklyn booze bags house.
And of course they live in an artist's loft. Like, they couldn't just make them live in a regular apartment. They had to live in a loft.
How you doing? I'm good. Why? What the fuck? Why are you asking me if I'm good? Do you think I'm not good?
I forgot this is a breastfeed shaming show.
Oh, yes,
that's right.
Right.
I forgot about
that.
I love it.
Well, thanks for seeing me.
Yeah, mind if I get a drink?
Can't you put the kid down for, like, one conversation?
Okay. Thanks. Harry has something he wants to say. But first, listen, Aisha and me, we just appreciate that you're open to resolving this before it goes any further.
Yeah, and Sandy and I feel the same way. And we're really grateful for the chance to... Rosie, Gary, I let...
And Hugo. You say it to him.
And Hugo. Yes.
You go fuck yourself.
Hugo. Do you remember this man? He's the bad man who hit me. He's gonna go to jail.
You know what, Hugo? People should never, ever let their feelings get out of control. Yeah, for example, when you were struck out in the game...
And
here we go.
When another player
Harry, you let that kid fuck with him.
Explain the rules to him. You don't have to.
Yeah, that's not your place.
I don't think Harry's trying.
Let him speak for himself.
This guy's like the biggest mental midget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's getting psychologically dominated by a 4-year-old who's sucking on his mom's tits. No. How did this guy ever negotiate a successful
fucking car
show?
Yeah. Ever.
Believe that anybody has the right to hit a child.
Rosie, please let him speak. The situation got the best of me, and I... was overreacting, and I deeply regret it.
That's great. But that's not an apology, is it? The two words I didn't hear are, I'm sorry. Did I miss those two little words?
I'm sorry. I am. Sorry. At any cost you've incurred, of course, I'll cover.
Costs? The cost can be calculated.
What's her accent? Where's she from?
She's Skarsgård's brother.
Scarred for life.
Or sister, rather.
For life? I get it now. This is a shakedown, huh? What
the hell does that mean?
A shakedown. As in now, you have someone to pay for the shrink your son should have been seeing for the last 3 years.
You actually think this is about money?
Oh, okay.
Is that what you think?
Apology
this
off
thing,
now.
This is about money? Thing. You think that this sort of thing doesn't do
Rosie,
damage to my
Rosie,
son?
Just stop. Stop.
Do you hit your son, Harry?
What
do you hit your son?
Rosie,
no, he
Rosie,
hits...
He
this has nothing to do with you, Victor. This has nothing to do with you, Victor.
It has everything to do with me.
That come here to
listen
to
me. What happened to my kid?
What am I doing here?
Nothing to do with you.
This slander, Hector. Why am I here?
Do you hit your wife?
He's going to slap her.
God, I hope she sees who you are.
I hope this wakes her up and she sees what a sexist, disgusting... Gabby, call the police.
For what?
Jesus Christ.
Call the cops or I will!
He broke our chair!
Table Tabitha. That's her new, like, white lady calling cops name. Maybe Nipple Nancy?
Man. Really escalated this episode. Oh, shit. Dude, you just gotta leave.
Sick people. You can't reason, you can't.
I'm sorry.
That was a trap.
You can't reason with those fucking people!
You didn't do anything. You gave one of the worst apologies I've ever seen in my life.
He's screaming on the street saying they're unreasonable.
Listen to my mild-mannered... You know why you're not doing better? You know why you're stuck in some deputy-ass assistant?
Harry,
it's because you think things get resolved by talking. Nothing gets resolved by talking. I should never have let you put me in this situation.
You gotta start slapping more people. You want to get results.
Of course he drives a Range Rover, right?
You better get out of there. Cops are coming. He broke that fucking chair.
The guy's like a fucking luxury car salesman. He drives a Range Rover. Very, very cautious. That pull-up Hezzy Jimbo.
Nice turn, dude. Oh, no. The I miss you text.
Did you catch the new Rick and Morty, Hector?
All right, guys. Bring it in. Come on, guys. Bring it in. All right, hustle. All right. Great practice, men. It's all working for us now because we're playing as a team. And when you play together...
You win together.
Is he reading off a cue card?
Team.
Yes.
One, two, three.
Team.
Now beat it. Get out of here.
Hey, Bryce.
Yeah?
You never passed to me.
What are you talking about?
Well, I pass to you all the time, and I was just wondering if maybe next time I'm open, you could let me have a shot.
Rocco, I would, but we're 6-0. I don't want to risk that.
Owned.
Yep. Left-hand dap up.
Punch that kid. There you go.
That's
terrible form.
That was it?
That kid sucks at football, too.
Yeah.
It's more of a chess kid.
Wow. What are you doing here, Harry? I was about to close out.
What?
Came to check up on you in the off chance you made a sale.
Off chance? Listen, big cat. I sold that Lamborghini to the guy from Tuxedo Park last week.
Last week's over.
I'd love to negotiate with this guy.
Yeah.
Be real gay if you didn't sell me this car for $200.
What? Oh, wow, you got this car? You know only homosexuals drive this car. What's it doing parked in your lot? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, just take it. Yeah. Here's the keys.
$15,000.
Are they about to make this guy even more scummy? Because it appears as though they are going to.
Opa.
You can write me that commission check now.
No advances, honey.
Oh, what a line. Damn.
Okay.
Hard cash business.
All right, so he's
hard cash business.
I mean, this guy.
Ooh.
Damn.
Guy's so fucking Greek, just like comes to tzatziki sauce.
So, all right. I mean, they've tanked all these characters episodes. They all suck.
Sandy, stop. I'll meet you there. I'm at the office. I'm leaving now.
How late was the school open that it's like pitch dark out? He had time for a fuck, and now his kid is finally like getting in trouble.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry.
You guys ask
it. We met. Mike Rowland. My boy okay?
It's a weird way to introduce yourself to somebody.
Yeah.
He's okay, but my hands are tied here. Oh?
I am a bad actor.
I was telling Miss Apostolou he just jumped a kid. We don't.
We understand.
We have zero tolerance for fighting on this team.
He jumped the kid? He got the shit beat out of him, is what it looks like.
Rocco understands he's off a team for the rest of the season.
Maybe we give him another chance.
I wish I could, but that would be wrong. We're very serious here about good sportsmanship and good citizenship.
We know. It's why we moved here, to school.
How's the other kid?
I mean, let's put it this way. In that fight, Bryce was a gentleman. It could have been a lot worse.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll have a discussion.
Frankly, it's totally out of character.
I know. Rocco, let's go.
I know, my son's a bitch.
I hyped him up and then I choked my wife. Probably put some rage into him.
This is just a very dysfunctional family.
The village.
No, Harry, let's just go home.
Hey, I'm gonna take Rocco.
See you at home. See ya. Bye.
You're like hours removed from him choking you and you let him take your son.
Yeah, this is just...
Dad, look. I just felt like I had to stand up for myself and be a man. Please, don't be mad.
Look. I know. I'm not always the best example. So the only thing I can ask is that you think before you act, okay?
Just like when I thought about that pass. Had a great find. My team scored 2 points.
Take your bag. It's gonna be a hell of a shiner.
Yeah, I guess.
Jesus Christ. Cops. Lots of cops.
It's like a wild misallocation of police resources.
Oh, no, just 2 cops.
Hey, Rocco. Yeah, go inside, okay? Rocco, go inside now.
Dad.
Can I help you, officers?
Harry Apostolo?
Yeah?
Mr. Apostolo, Rosie and Gary Weschler filed a charge against you. There was an incident at their home today.
Yeah, I went over there. I was invited over there. I was trying to apologize to them.
Well, the complaint claims that there was an attack.
An attack?
Look, Mr. Apostolo, we have a warrant. You have to come with us.
Sandy, please go inside and call Jay Goldman. Mm-hmm. Have him go to the Brooklyn Criminal Court, right? And call Hector. Have him meet us there and post bail.
I can do that.
I would like for you...
Why does Hector have to post bail?
Yeah.
This guy's fucking rich as hell.
Mr. Yeah. Apostolo,
it's just the way it is.
Let's go with it, sir. We right.
In the words of... what band does that? That's the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
Some things will never change.
It's Colin,
that is...
Colin, not
Bruce
work?
Hornsby.
Colin Jost. That's right.
Colin Jost.
I'm sorry, Sam.
He's just quoting TLC, like fucking the guy and the other guys, so Michael Keaton's character. Mr. Apostolo, you can't go chasing waterfalls.
Those 3 people down the street are looking at them. Do you see that?
There goes the neighborhood.
I wanted to be a cop once. Everybody did. You might not have passed the psychological.
You just met me.
I should probably be quiet.
That's a rude first thing to say to somebody.
Jeez. Oh, he's got the boner song on.
Yep, he's daydreaming about that 18-year-old. Definitely 18-year-old. Yep. Song's older than she is.
Hector. Hey, honey.
Hmm? He's trying to connect with the kids. He's just listening to Tekashi 69 on vinyl. Got that wet, got that drip. And he's just taking it off the headphones.
Meet him post-bail.
I mean, should he be driving?
There it is.
And so it begins.
Dun 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 dun.
Anytime there's a TV show in New York and they're at a police station and Mariska Hargitay doesn't show up, I get very upset.
This would have been a good crossover if the show stayed on the air. Does NBC run Law & Order? They do, right?
Mm-hmm. Sam Malone should have walked in. Or what's that guy's name?
Sam Watterson?
Sam Watterson, yeah. Sam Malone's a basketball player.
Carl Malone just walks out. People versus Harry Apostolo. 50,000th. Like, child support case.
Notices.
190-50. Cross, 190-50.
Any statement with regard to bail?
2 things. Assault and battery of a child less than 10 years old in which the defendant struck a 5-year-old across the face at a party on the 13th of September and then subsequently menaced, that is today, Your Honor, the family of the child at their home, throwing a chair at the mother, a chair which was thrown against the wall, broken to pieces. Both sets of charges are stacked. Also, a restraining order for the family involved here.
Definitely didn't throw it at the wife.
Mm-hmm. The kid goes over there to what? Talk to them about it?
That's when I noted it did break into pieces and it was incredibly badass, Your Honor.
He breaks a chair.
This judge, what the fuck?
For the defense.
Your Honor, first of all, he did not throw the chair. He kicked it. It was an old chair, rickety. It was wobbling. He didn't launch it like a projectile. And as to the child assault charges, Your Honor, the complainant's child was waving a baseball bat.
Did you just say the chair was asking for it?
Whilst this child continued to swing it repeatedly at his
Wear a tie, dude.
He didn't court. Batter anybody,
lawyer.
Your Honor.
He's literally the worst lawyer of all time.
Don't judges customarily wear robes?
He's a respected business owner.
This is like
the Cambridge Carriage Company, a highly regarded dealer in rare vehicles. He is no criminal. He has major ties to the community.
This asshole came into my house.
Your Honor,
came into my house.
This man to shut up.
Hey,
this isn't a trial. You can't.
You don't talk. You're the complainant, I assume. This is an arraignment. It's not a trial.
The Honorable Benjamin Houston.
Now, we're going to get through this without any more...
Coke bottle glasses.
Right? It's like a real no-bullshit judge.
About the defendant, as I was saying, his cousin, who's here in the court for him, is the chief of staff for the New York City Planning Commission.
Another civil servant. You have my sympathy, sir. Bail set at $2,500. Wow. I'm assuming the civil service cousin will cover that. An order of protection is hereby issued for the Weschler family. Mr. Apostolou. Mr. Apostolou. You're going to go to Rio? You're going to flat a coup on us?
Well, not until my son is safely in college, Your Honor.
Well, I know that day can't come soon enough for me.
He's just like fucking working on his routine.
Stay out of trouble, Mr.
Apostolou.
Thank you.
Yeah, he is.
It's 8 o'clock at the Chuckle Hut tonight, so I got to get out of here.
You got any more? I'm doing a set of Gotham. Uh-oh. He just opened the text?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he knows he's got read receipts on. Hey, just got this.
Get Snapchat, Hector. Get the fucking deleting messages.
What does it say?
Friends?
You're like a fucking 50-year-old man. Why do you want any friends with an 18-year-old?
Because I'm good. What do you mean? Well, I tried, didn't I? I tried to make peace. That didn't work. They want to fight? They got to fight. But now we're doing it on my terms. I'm going to destroy them.
Interesting what the counter suit would be.
Yeah.
Also a big fan that he had no other text messages threads in his phone, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
A truce thwarted. Peace talks and tatters. Harry felt a calm he hadn't felt for days. His confusion was gone, and he was finally back on firm footing in the America he understood. The one where you fought for everything you had, with everything you had, and you won. He knew enough Greek history to understand that not all men were born to be warriors.
Some were born to sleep with those warriors.
Some were born to be philosophers or saints. And they needed to be protected from the Garys and Rosies and Hugos of this world.
They need to be protected by the parents of the child that I beat the shit out of.
Yeah. My scumbag ass.
I like how he's saying his son is a philosopher because his son, like, believes in something called teamwork.
Yeah.
What is this? Teamwork? This kid's a genius.
You just woke him up with that loud fucking noise.
John Stockton is Socrates 2.0.
Wow.
I mean, I'm still intrigued. Whose episode is next? Because they're all based off a person, right?
All right, let's take a look before we wrap this up. All right, so thoughts on episode 2?
Well, I hope that every other episode revolves around this guy because he's fucking hilarious.
He is. Like, completely unintentionally.
Yes.
Hilarious. Let's see. He's Anouk. So that would be what's her name's character?
Yep. Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman's character.
So she saw the kiss. So we'll get probably a little more on the Connie.
Did she see the kiss or she saw a handhold?
The handhold. You're right.
There's no kiss.
I thought she was like fondling him. I thought that's what was going
there
on.
There was some like hand.
Near the crotch.
Yeah.
Very grabby.
Yes.
Okay, so we learned that she's in high school. That was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely thought she was in college. Definitely thought she was an intern. That's crazy.
That was a real sharp turn.
Yeah. Did not know that.
Why are they letting a high school kid work at a fertility clinic? That seems interesting.
There's a lot of questions revolving Connie.
We learned mostly about Hector and what's his name again?
Harry.
We learned that Harry also cheating on his wife.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's cheating.
Very abusive. Should be in jail for other things, actually.
You fight for what you deserve in this country, including the respect of your wife.
Yeah, doesn't like that his kid has a good understanding of teamwork and
basketball in general.
Passes the ball well.
Doesn't buy into the triangle offense.
And Hector's a fucking idiot.
Although he's probably a huge Kobe Bryant guy.
Yes, definitely the biggest Kobe Bryant guy.
He's a big Kobe guy.
Yeah, for sure. He's the Black Mamba of car dealers. That's basically what it boils down to. Yeah, so there is still, who are the likable characters left? We still like Lucas Hedges' character.
Still like Rocco.
We still like Rocco, his son.
Brian Cox's character. We didn't see him this episode, but he has an episode 2 from now. Manolis.
Oh, the father?
Yeah.
Yeah, the father's okay, but he seems like he was a lot like Harry back when he was younger.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%.
He's on the fence with me right now. I think we only have two bona fide likable characters.
What about Aisha, the wife of Hector?
Yeah, she's okay.
I
thought she was cool.
She was kind of a bit of a pain, though, at the party.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Turned down those tickets rather quickly.
Yeah, she bitched him out on his birthday. It was his birthday party, right?
Yeah, about those really expensive plane tickets to Greece. Yeah. Like, all right, don't you...
It's like, I need to fight with you about this right now.
Wait till the next day. Yeah, so these people suck.
Rosie's. She does seem to be putting the puzzle pieces together a little bit when it comes to that girl.
Yeah, yeah. She's onto it. We're only on episode 2, and she's already, like, probably a fourth of the way there.
Yeah, she's like, okay, she got you this board game, and then she resigned after the party. But I don't think it was because of the slap. She is hot on the trail.
Yeah, you're right. She's ruled out the slap for the most part, and she's definitely ruled out the lie she told about it being because of essays and shit.
Yep.
Who do you think is the least likable character right now? Might be Rosie.
Ooh, no, it has to be Hector. Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Choking of the wife puts him in a firm number one biggest piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Rosie's an asshole, too. So is the guy from the newsroom.
Well, what's worse, slapping a kid in the face with your hand or slapping your own child in the face with your nipple?
With your nipple, yeah. He's basically suffocating their child.
Hard to say.
What if he drowns?
Harry's pretty shitty too, though.
Yeah.
Hector. I don't want to look past Hector.
Yeah, Hector's like the nice guy who's shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also an idiot too. The opening the text at the end of the episode is pretty funny to me.
Yeah.
You up?
He had that. It was day when he got that. He had that for at least 12 hours. Mm-hmm. At least. Didn't even open up the app.
Yeah, he's just not a very smart cheater. I'll say that.
Yeah, so how is this going to go down? Is this whole affair going to be discovered because the wife catches them somehow? Because the picture comes out? Or, this is kind of a dark horse, is the girl, the 18-year-old, what's her name?
Connie.
Is Connie going to, like, tell the wife? Because as, like, an 18-year-old, you're in high school, this is, like, earth-shattering stuff that's going on to you.
I would say it's more likely that happens than them getting caught. I think the conscience,
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Connie conscience.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. Good one.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm
hedging my bet on another character showing the photograph.
There's a lot of
you think it's
the
photographs?
What's that?
You think it's the photographs?
I think it might be the photographs. There's a chance of, like, Lucas Hedges' photograph getting in the wrong hands.
I'm just saying they're using the trope of calling the police a lot about things. She might call the cops and be like, I'm having an affair. Thought you guys should know.
Yeah, I could see Hedges showing the pictures an option. I do think Uma Thurman's character is going to be the linchpin because she knows.
She's weird and eccentric.
But she's also, I think she's been in that position before. She's seen some shit.
Yeah.
Like, she's been in showbiz for a while. She probably fucked Harry. I think she keeps her mouth shut about it. She sees a lot of affairs in her day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good... Oh, we got some good options. We're going to uncover this for the last episode, for sure.
I'm just going to say it, because I think we're all thinking it's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm way into it. I definitely know why it didn't work.
Yes.
It's very obvious why it didn't work. First of all, the storyline is a major leap. Like, the apology is ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's not, like, these rich lunatics like that out there, but, like, it's a little ridiculous.
Nothing but hard cash business, baby.
But also that and the fact they're unlikable, but I'm into it. I'm pumped. So, this has been the Slap Episode 2. Jeff, PFT, Ken Jack, and I guess we'll maybe next week, we'll have one in the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
For sure. Episode 3 coming up.
And another commentary on Tyler when he finally moves to New York.
Yeah. Do not watch ahead.
No. Yes.
Don't binge ahead. It's a pretty hard show to binge to begin with. You got to buy every episode.
Yep.
But don't binge ahead. We'll talk to you next time.